The Apollo Theater is a legendary slice of Harlem in New York City, and Amateur Night at the Apollo holds a place in history all its own. The theater has hosted Amateur Night just about every Wednesday since 1934. It's helped launch the careers of Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5, Lauryn Hill, D'Angelo, Machine Gun Kelly, and way more. The pandemic put a sudden stop to the show 2 years ago, but Wednesday, February 16th, Amateur Night will be back, and the audience is crucial. The Apollo Theater's executive producer is Camila Forbes. Camila, welcome to Here and Now.
Great. Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
I am guessing that you're very excited about what's coming up on the 16th.
I mean, absolutely. it's one of the most exciting, I think, things that happen in our building is Amateur Night for so many reasons. One of the biggest reasons is the energy.
The energy from the audience and from those who are on stage. It's something that's sort of enigmatic, but I'm going to ask you to try to explain it anyway. For those who haven't been to an Amateur Night, there is a whole cast and crew, and it includes the host and performers who I assume have to audition first.
Yeah, we have an inclusive host, an incredible band that plays with countless number of performers every single week. And yes, performers that audition and they get chosen to be a part of this event and to compete for a grand prize. I like to say, you know, this predates American Idol and or The Voice.
Or The Gong Show,
going even farther back.
And it includes an executioner. Interesting choice of titles there. What does the executioner do?
We have a saying, be good or be gone. And when it's time for a performer to be gone, the executioner helps get them off stage. This was popularized by an Apollo legend, Mr. Sandman Sims, who played the role for many years.
And right now it's C.P. Lacey?
That's right. That's correct. C.P. Lacey, who's an incredible performer.
Let's hear C.P. Lacey talking to the Wall Street Journal about his role.
I dance around you, make fun, just clown around you, just act like a maniac as you're leaving the stage and the band is no longer even playing your music. They're playing any other song except the one you were singing. I just make your life a little more miserable than it really was before you hit the stage.
So this gives you an idea of what it's like to be a performer who gets booed off the stage on Amateur Night. It really sounds so cruel, but I guess it's all in fun, right?
It's all in fun because, you know, what I think about Amateur Night is that it also sharpens your tools. You know that you have to be ready to hit the stage. And if you're not, the audience will let you know. You know, it's almost like an active workshop. They'll let you know what's not working. So you go back, you work on it, and you come back and hit the stage and see if you can make your mark.
Okay, so let's listen to some of the performers and some audience reactions to the performers. Here's a rapper named Ed Davis performing in 1992.
I was on a porch with my mom, conversating back and forth about the good old time.
Ed just got about 2 seconds into the song and already he gets booed off the stage. Does that mean like he gets the hook from C.P. Lacey?
Yeah, exactly how C.P. says, you know, he dances around him, his music leaves. And, you know, and a lot of times once that begins to happen, you kind of want to get off pretty quickly.
I bet you want to get off pretty quickly. Do you ever want to come back? I mean, is the intent to have people, like you said, like hone their work and then eventually
Absolutely.
Make it back on stage?
I mean, you know what? I think your ego takes over. You want to come back and conquer that audience because the Apollo audience is like any other. I mean, we've seen amateurs come back again and again, season after season. So it's really an incredible process to watch.
So here's what happened to Lauryn Hill, who, as we know, is enormously successful. And she performed on the Apollo stage on Amateur Night when she was just 13 years old.
I treat you bad.
So first she gets booed. And then what happens?
And she pushes through that song and shows her grit and sheer will and wins over the audience.
Yeah, and she had the guts to just keep singing when she's getting booed. And apparently she didn't get the hook. She kept on singing and eventually went on to have a great career. Does Amateur Night play a role in that? I mean, how far does it go to help launch somebody's career?
Well, I mean, I think it gives a platform to artists that normally may not have found a platform to the music industry, right? Because we have an open call process where most music labels, you don't know who to go to. If you don't have an agent or a manager at that time, but you're really just honing your craft and, you know, might be a good singer or dancer. We have agents a lot of times that come and scout talent that they may want to sign.
You mean they're just lurking in the audience waiting for the right talent?
Yeah, absolutely. It's happened year after year. And I also think it's a badge of honor that you take with you on your resume that I won Amateur Night at the Apollo. That's a big deal to walk into a room and say.
I kind of wonder if it's like being on Jeopardy, that even if you lose, it adds to your cred. So even if you
absolutely
get booed off the stage, you can say, I was booed off on Amateur Night.
It's street cred.
Street cred.
You had the guts to get on that stage. I mean, it takes courage and guts and gumption and confidence in yourself just to step on that stage.
And who are some of the other people who've made it to the Amateur Night stage?
Artists like D'Angelo, artists like Her, I think you've named already Machine Gun Kelly. And then you've got other artists, even most recently young artists like Matthew Whitaker, Way McDonald, who went on to The Voice, and Christian Gardino, who went on to America's Got Talent. And then artists like Michelle Brooks Thompson, even most recently, has really been climbing the Billboard charts, won Amateur Night several years ago. So there's been a lot of folks that have come through our paths that we're really proud to claim as a part of the Amateur Night family.
So, Camila, you know the entertainment industry extremely well. Does the audience have taste? Can you trust the audience at Amateur Night?
Yeah. You really can, because they're responding to sheer what is moving me at this moment. And you've got to go with it. You know, that's what the Apollo is about. It's about the movement. It's about the energy. And if you're feeling moved, then you're not booing. But if you're not, you know, you want to let the folks know. At Amateur Night, you know, folks want to cheer as much as they want to boo, right? So, you know, they want to provide that encouragement. There's a real camaraderie between audience and artists. So you can trust them for sure.
Do you have a favorite Amateur Night moment?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, there's been so many for sure. But there was a young, I believe he was a saxophone player, and he would come several weeks in a row because he kept advancing week to week. And I remember I was backstage one day, and, you know, immediately after the show, he was like jumping in his car, you know, to leave. He was driving back and forth between New York and Ohio because he had a bartending gig that he had to go back to back home. But it was so important for him. So every single week he was calling off of work to make sure that he made it to the Apollo stage. So just hearing that story for me just made me fall even that much more in love with his performance because of his sheer will and dedication to his art and wanting to hit the stage and be in New York. So that's one I will always remember and take with me.
This is a competition, and that's one of the reasons I think that person kept coming back. What does the winner get?
Yeah, well, the winner gets $20,000 if you make it to the grand finals.
Well, that's a nice tip in bartending land. So
that's exactly right.
So what is the opening on the 16th, the reopening after 2 years of no Amateur Nights? What does this mean for you?
You know, you want to talk about sheer will and determination. This is a representation of our sheer will and determination as an institution. That, you know, we made it through, you know, some really dark times in our city, in our country, in our globe. And so, you know, this is an opportunity to celebrate and welcome folks back. So I really do see the 16th as a really big celebration and an opportunity for the Apollo to open its doors again and open its arm to welcome audiences and artists back in and give a big warm hug.
Camila Forbes is the Apollo Theater's executive producer. So nice to talk to you.
So great to talk to you as well. Thank you.
And once again, Amateur Night at the Apollo Theater in New York returns February 16th. Here's Matthew Whitaker performing at the Apollo Music Cafe in 2018.